It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, I'm looking here and it looks like DZ might be in the hot seat today.
Ooh, that's why it's so warm in here all of a sudden.
See, it's not just me making confessions on Am I the Jerk? It's DZ too, everybody. And I'm confession free today.
Only one of us is stealing stuff, though.
I stole shampoo once. Okay, where, DZ, what did you do?
In office stuff the next time.
And leave me alone.
Oh, my bad. This ain't about you. That's right.
Stop trying to deflect. What did you do?
Ali said,
enough. Enough.
All right.
Fess up.
All right, fair. So, as we were, you know, as you may or may not know, I'm an in-game host for the Bucks. You know what I'm saying? I get to do fun stuff with the team and get the crowd hype, both when we're at Fiserv Forum and for the Bucks watch parties that we do.
Which I came to one of the watch parties at Mecca in the Deer District. When they're out of town, you guys throw parties in the Deer District or wherever.
Exactly.
And then you guys, you host them, basically.
It's a whole network. So, it's not just the Deer District. There's places everywhere.
Oh.
And we could be at virtually any one of them.
Cool.
Right?
Okay.
So, this also happened to have occurred at the Mecca. Again.
When I was there?
Not the time you were there.
Different time.
This past week.
Got it.
So we were there, and we were a little hungry, right?
Well,
You know, it's not me, the only person eating, sitting there working.
Yeah.
We got DJs, we've got other entertainment staff.
There's staff with you.
Management there. There's probably like six or seven of us, maybe more at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there kicking it, you know, working the game. And I was like, man, I'm starting to get a little rumble in my tummy.
You're getting hungry.
So I hit up the bar manager, and I was like, my boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what could we do about some cheese curds, man? I'm going to need the biggest batch you got.
Okay.
Right? He's like, what can we do? So I put in like a quadruple order of cheese curds for the table.
You ordered a ton of cheese curds.
For the table.
Got it.
Ran it, paid for it. Thank you.
Yes.
They bring the cheese curds out, and I wasn't expecting this many cheese curds.
Oh, no.
It was a lot of cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
Probably over 150 cheese curds on one giant tray.
Oh, wow.
It was a lot of cheese curds.
Oh, you ordered more than you thought.
People
yeah.
were grabbing handfuls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about and just going at it. And I went, oh, dang, I'm going to have enough cheese curds to bring home.
Yeah.
Mentally thought that.
Sure.
Boop. Mentally
smart, yeah. I have leftovers for the fam.
For the boys love. Well, Sammy, Danny can't eat cheese curds yet.
Sure,
but our 3-year-old can. I'm like, hey, me, the wifey, Sammy, we gonna go in on these cheese curds
it's
later.
On.
I'm gonna have a whole fat stack to bring home.
I made dinner. Look at that.
Look at me. Look at me being a great dad.
So then, what happens next?
I turn around all of a sudden because it's in between working. Right, I'm not just sitting there eating.
Yeah, you turn, you do something on the mic, and then you turn back. Oh no,
eat a cheese curd.
Oh no,
I feel like I'm gone for all of 5 minutes, man.
Oh no.
And I turn around.
Is this going where I think it's going?
Cheese curds gone.
No.
Gone. I'm talking about the platter gone.
Wait, how many had you eaten?
I ate probably like a good 15, 20 cheese curds.
So you had eaten them.
I had a fill. And everybody else also
had a fill.
Like I said, everybody's grabbing handfuls. I'm thinking, man, there's no way we're going to finish all these cheese curds.
So you were excited to bring food home.
I was like,
you turned around. Who had eaten them? Hell if you know.
Honestly, I turned around and the tray was just gone.
Oh, my God.
The table starts pointing at one particular individual. I'm going to nickname him Ant-Man because he kind of looks like a certain, you know, basketball player. Not on our team, but yeah, man. Yeah, either that or Baby Zion. But he's somebody from the squad. And I go, man, you ate all the cheese curds, man. You really finished the cheese curds. I was planning on bringing some home,
man. How many do you think he ate?
I have no clue, but he's a growing boy.
You know what? This is such a Wisconsin Am I the Jerk. Who the hell ate my cheese curds? I mean, seriously.
And I dang near want to know, am I the jerk for being a little upset?
Say being mad.
Being mad?
That people ate your cheese curds.
And saying something about it out loud?
Okay,
when the reality is,
let me think about this.
I didn't really say, hey, make sure I have some to take home. You feel me?
Okay, let me think about that. Let me break this down for a second. One, here's where you went wrong. You bought food for the entire, you just bought food for people and said, here you go, and laid it out. You never once said, but don't eat it all because I want to take some home for my family.
I didn't think
about it. You assumed all these people were not going to be that hungry.
But.
And.
Let me defend myself. Go on.
So you basically said, have at it. Mm-hmm. And when that didn't go your way, and you went, oh man, now I'm mad. You should have just said, I'm getting these for everyone. Had you wanted to take some home, you should have set those aside. Because the second you put them on the table, it became for everybody. Mm. Granted, now if I were you, would I be mad? Hell yeah.
Bruh.
But are you the jerk for being mad people ate the food you bought for the table? Yes, you are.
Oh, come on. Think about it.
Yes, you are.
When I say handfuls, I mean handfuls.
I get it. Not the point.
In my brain, I was like, there's no way we're going to all eat all of these cheese curds.
You know what happens when you assume.
One person at the table didn't even eat cheese, so that's a whole individual that didn't have. Somebody ate somebody else's portions.
You thought somebody couldn't take them down, and somebody showed you they could.
I was wrong.
It didn't matter that you had 150 cheese curds.
Probably more.
Because you set it out on the table. You should have put aside. Had you said, don't eat all these, you thought you were going to walk away and they were going to be there when you came back, and they weren't.
And they weren't.
And that's what you get for saying, have at it.
Man, my boy, the manager, even pulled up with the cheese curds and said, this is probably the most cheese curds we've ever even given anybody, man. I didn't know we could do this.
I don't deny that it was a massive amount of cheese curds and your friend ate a lot.
And he'd be listening, so he could vouch, bro.
Dude, you should have been aware. But honestly, I don't know if I would have assumed or thought in the moment, oh, he's going to take these. It just wouldn't have clicked for me if you didn't say anything.
Come on, though, man. You really think that 1,000 cheese curds are going to be eaten in one sitting? But they were gone in a matter of minutes. Minutes.
414-533-1037. I don't know, because you're asking if you're the jerk for being mad people ate the food you ordered. I get it. You thought there'd be some leftover. And the guy should have. There is a common courtesy. Like, I teach my 13-year-old this.
Yeah.
When you go to a potluck at a neighbor's house, you don't eat all the food. You make sure there's enough for everybody. You don't want, because Owen one time went to our neighbors and picked up, I kid you not, 4 hamburgers and like 3 hot dogs. And I went, whoa, put it down.
Whoa, yeah.
You literally cannot take everything off the potluck line, my guy. You have to put some of that back.
Now, get the kicker then.
What's
I'm glad
the
you said that.
Okay, good.
Because they courteously did leave me a singular cheese curd on the tray, dog.
Not the courtesy cheese curd.
The courtesy. They left me the courtesy curd,
the
bro.
The courtesy curd.
They left me the courtesy curd. The curd of curd.
Not the CC.
The CC. They CC'd me on the last curd, bro. And I went, okay. Somebody better eat that. Don't disrespect me like that.
It is almost disrespectful at that point to leave one and be like, but I left your one.
Now you see why I'm mad? Can I swing some votes in my way? Dang.
All right. I want to know what the listeners are going to say. DZ orders all these cheese curds for the whole staff. The Bucks entertainment staff, and they actually ate them, and then he got mad because he was going to take some home. All right, is DZ the jerk for being mad the people ate his food?
Talk to me.
All right.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well. Look who's in the hot seat today. It's not Allie. For once, it's DZ. Thank
Good
you
morning.
Very much.
Hi. Hola, ¿cómo están? Buenos días.
Hi. Hola, ¿cómo están? Muy malo. Naughty, naughty.
Come on, man. Y'all heard me justify myself.
DZ was working his second job with the Bucks. He's an entertainment host for the Milwaukee Bucks. I'm sure you see him if you go to games. He was at a watch party, and he ordered 150. I'm exaggerating.
No, you're not.
Cheese curds for the table, thinking, surely I will have some left over to take home to my wife, Erin, and the kids. And then he went and turned around, and they were gone.
Gone.
So you wanted to know if you were the jerk for being mad the people ate the food you ordered.
I'm a little salty.
All right.
No pun intended.
Right, exactly. Anna's in Milwaukee, and she's got her own theme song. She's one of the originals. Anna. Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I try every day, well, but, you know, can't get through.
That's hard. It's hard. But even for the regulars, the
Harry
OGs, too.
Styles is your theme song, and he's the sexiest man alive now. So look at you, girl. Look at you.
I know, right?
You're winning.
Right.
Good morning.
It's easy the jerk. Let's just get to it.
No, I don't think he's the jerk. I think the people at the table were the jerks. Like, you know, be mindful that there's, you know, all these people out there. Mm-hmm. It's like, you can't just eat them all because they're there.
But he bought them for the table, Anna.
Yeah, I technically did.
Yeah, but I mean, it doesn't even sound like he had any. Did you have any?
I did. Oh, no, I did. I had more than enough. And why I went, dang, I'm full on cheese curds. Mm-hmm. And if my big body, big boy, thickum shelves is full off cheese curds, there's no way any of the other people I'm with are going to finish all of these cheese curds.
There's no way.
There was easily 50 cheese curds left when I turned around. Mm.
Tammy texted in and said, first of all, no one reheats cheese curds. They're disgusting.
Unless you got an air fryer, put some respect on my name.
Ah, good idea. She said, but you're being the jerk. You should have ordered a separate order just to go.
I do hear that. I didn't.
You could have put some, put some on the side, but still, I think the table was rude for just, you know, eating them so fast like that.
And I thought it'd be rude if I took a portion away from the table off rip before anybody even grabbed any. That's why I didn't.
Well, and then somebody just texted in, jerk. Yes, but this public shaming is the best thing that could happen to the curd eater.
Chill out.
He might not have realized he has this problem, and now he does. I've been on that end, hence no self-awareness.
Oh.
See?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you know, be aware that, you know, he did buy them for the table, but still, doesn't mean you get to eat all of them.
And thank you so much. She says, not the jerk. You got one vote today, DZ.
All right, let's make it two, y'all, please. That's all I need. Anna, appreciate your call. Great to hear from you.
Yeah, fingers crossed for you. Yeah, no problem.
Fingers crossed.
Bye.
Okay, Lala texted in Destiny's wife, and she said, aw, Bendito, DZ, you're a jerk for being big mad. Sorry, should have separated your portion to take home. I agree with Allie on this one.
Man, whatever. Forget y'all.
Well, I have good news. Courtney's in Sheboygan. There might be some hope for you. It's a dude.
I hear Sheboygan's out there struggling right now. Y'all okay?
Coach Court.
Heard y'all got hacked.
You doing all right?
Forgot about that.
Yeah, for real?
We'll get to that later in the show.
I ain't heard about that.
Oh, but listen, we'll address that off air.
I'll look it up.
There you go. No, but
Google.
Talk to us.
Courtney, what do you think?
With you on this one, bro. That's a jerk move.
Wait.
No, so he actually thinks you think DZ's the jerk or the other guy?
No. Not the jerk. I'm sorry.
Oh, Coach Court doesn't understand how the segment works.
My boy just came to defend me. Yeah.
I felt that in my soul too. I'm like, whoa, this should be implied. The disrespect.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Coach.
Somebody texted in, where were the cheese curds from? Not a jerk. It was that he was hosting a watch party at Mecca in the Deer District. Yeah. It was about the fact that he ordered so many and they ate them all.
I didn't in my brain think that anybody, especially the table I was with, was going to be able to take down that entire table of cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like they covered the table, honestly.
And you know somebody's about to come at you when they start a text by saying, I love you, DZ, but
Uh-oh.
You're the jerk. You got to speak up if you intend to save stuff. Plus, those would not have reheated well if you took them home. You don't know that.
You don't know me. You don't know how I reheat my cheese curds.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like they should just know. Like, all right, the person ordered... Well, I'm not going to just destroy him.
Courtney, the problem is we're saying they have to have self-awareness and be aware. That's kind of where I was going.
And like, these young kids don't, man. Yeah. These young bucks don't.
I mean,
no pun intended.
Courtney, I'm telling you, Owen picked up 4 hamburgers at a potluck, and I went, put those down, dude. There's other people here. Like, are you crazy? I know you're 7 feet tall, but put them down.
Grown boys, though. Right. Grown boys.
Yeah, We know you can do it. You just...
I can't be mad at it. I forgot that was a thing with these youngins, man. Because at one point, I was eating nonstop, a bottomless pit, endless.
Did you hear what he just said?
Yes.
He said, just because you can do it doesn't mean you should.
Yes. Coach Court, why do you think he's a coach? Mm. This man be teaching.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
We appreciate you, man. Yep. We'll talk to you again hopefully soon, man. Peace.
Last but not least is Megan in Muskego. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
They both just said not the jerk to DZ.
Mm-hmm. You got an honorary answer because technically I'm already in the clear.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Clean sweep or no?
I'm sorry, DZ. I love you, but you're the jerk.
Oh, no sweep.
There it is.
And who took my broom, man?
It's always the I love you, but.
Well, I love you, but. Okay, now elaborate, please. Well,
okay, so you paid for them, so you are entitled to take as many as you wanted, like, at the beginning, if you wanted to take some home.
I hear you. Okay.
Like, I always feel like if you pay for them, I do not assume people have self-awareness, because I've seen it too many. I don't assume people have that. So, if my whole thing is, hey, I paid for them, I can bring whatever, do whatever I want with them. I would have just set some aside to begin with.
Touche. Okay.
Well, Mila texted in our girl and said, not the jerk. You'll know the power of the cheese curd for next time.
For real? I didn't underestimate
what these Wisconsin people can do cheese curd.
And I knew the curds were good, but I didn't know they was busting like that.
Well, Sierra in Milwaukee texted in and said, DZ's the jerk because he didn't state he wanted to take any home.
I didn't at all. And I guess I hear where you're calling me the jerk because I omitted this part of the story.
Aww.
When I received the cheese curds and I set them down on the table, I mistakenly said, go ahead, go in, y'all. And that's like a misnomer if I'm using that word correctly.
You're hurting your own feelings right now. Look at you.
Yeah, I said go in, y'all. And I didn't really think they was going to go all the way in, y'all.
Yeah, you underestimated the power of the cheese curd.
I underestimated the power of the curd.
And Megan says you're a jerk.
Megan calls me the jerk for it, and I unfortunately see it. Yep.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks, Megan.
Appreciate you.
Bye.
Bye.
Still not the jerk by definition. Hold me down, Milwaukee. Yeah.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
They're trying. Jamie in Milwaukee said, I don't think he's the jerk. I feel like nobody ate that many cheese curds that fast. I bet somebody took some home.
Somebody pocketed some curds?
That would be crazy.
They cuffed some curds on me.
The curd cuffers. The CCers.
We're back to the CCs.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, DZ. Actually, I'm not sorry. You're not the jerk.
I'm not the jerk. It works out.
You had a great day.
Yeah.
Congrats.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.